generating a pure motivation for practicing Dharma. A pure motivation is so important. Why? Because it's only from a pure motivation that we'll engage in pure actions, and it's only from pure actions we will achieve pure results. The pure result of permanent freedom from suffering and enlightenment can only come about through pure actions, pure Dharma activity, pure meditation, pure study, and so forth, pure teachings. And those can only come about through generating a pure intention. Pure intentions. So we need to check. I'm not saying anybody is impure, but we need to look at our own intentions for putting Dharma into practice. And if we see, when we look in our mind, we see that our mind is still interested in practicing Dharma in order to gain some special reputation, maybe, or some special position, or even to gain power. We gain some sort of power over people. You know, this weekend, this festival, we talk about spiritual power, Buddha Vajrapani's power. But of course, this is pure. This is completely pure. And Vajrapani's power is directed at our own delusions. But if we practice thinking we can gain power over others through our, I don't know, special qualities or something like this coming from Dharma practice, or maybe we think through practicing Dharma I can become a special person, I can become a great teacher who is renowned throughout the world, or I can find a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend, or these are worldly concerns, aren't they? Worldly intentions. And if we practice Dharma like this, then it makes our practice impure. Even though the Dharma itself is pure, if we're practicing with an impure motivation, then our actions are impure. And therefore the results are impure. We will not gain the results that we're looking for, even though the Dharma is completely pure. Yeah? The Dharma itself, as Buddha's teachings, are completely pure. If we're engaging them with an impure intention, then we can transform them into not a wish-fulfilling jewel, but a huge poison for us, especially with practice such as Tantra. If we engage in tantric practice with impure motivation, this can be a massive problem for us. It can make us sick, can make us ill, can make us have terrible experiences. So, we need to find a pure motivation. How? We need to develop this motivation through our own effort, through thinking, I will develop a pure motivation for practicing Dharma. I understand it is only through practicing Dharma with a pure intention that I can experience pure results. The results I want freedom from suffering, I want enlightenment, but I can only experience those if I put the Dharma into practice with a pure intention. So, there are many ways that we can develop this pure intention, but one of them is to make our own determination, thinking, I myself will put effort into generating a pure intention. Another way is to meditate on death. As you know, death meditation has a specific function. What is it? What is the purpose of meditating on death? It is to prevent what's called the laziness of attachment. So what does that mean, the laziness of attachment? So all the things I've just been mentioning, wanting to practice for reputation or position or power, all of this is underpinned or motivated by attachment. Attachment to position, attachment to power, to reputation, to, gaining friends, becoming famous, becoming wealthy, all motivated by attachment. And attachment makes us uninterested in practicing Dharma. We're much more interested in our relationships, we're much more interested in becoming wealthy, we're much more interested in enjoying ourselves rather than engaging in Dharma practice. So the method to cut this is to meditate on death until we gain a realization of death. It's not difficult. It's a simple practice. From one point of view, in fact, it's completely true. We don't even need to believe anything. There's no faith really required to do this meditation, because it's true that everybody will die. You will die. I will die. So why don't we engage in this meditation until we realize that? What is stopping us? It is the laziness of our attachment, isn't it? You know, every day Geshe-la tells us we have this deceptive thought, I'm not going to die today. I'm not going to die today. It's a deceptive thought, because if we maintain this thought throughout our life, ultimately it will deceive us, because we will die with this thought in our mind, I'm not going to die today. How foolish is that? We need to change this ignorant thought, I'm not going to die today, into the wisdom thought that is thinking, I may die today. I may die today. And make it have an impact, you know, make it immediate, so that we remember it first thing in the morning when we get up, throughout the day, and at the end of the day, in our sleep, when we're dreaming, we're thinking, I may die today, I may die today. This is the way to gain the realization of death. Anyway, in the instructions Venerable Geshe-la gives us, he says, the mind that spontaneously thinks, each and every day, I may die today, is the realization of death. And it is this realization that directly eliminates our laziness of attachment, and it opens the door to the spiritual path. Okay? Many people in Buddhist circles talk about the spiritual path. They think they're on a path. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. We know ourselves whether we're on a path or not. Has the door opened in our mind? Has the door opened so that we can see the spiritual path ahead of us? Maybe we know the spiritual path intellectually, but are we engaging with it from the depths of our heart? Is it moving our mind, and is it changing our behavior? Have we changed in all those years that we have been trying to practice Dharma? So these kind of questions we need to ask ourselves. Do I have an understanding of death? Yes. Do I have a realization of death? Maybe. So until we do, what do? We do this meditation.